Panthers. They had Josh Schulte.
That is the third team foul, excuse me, the fourth team foul on Marlette. And the first against Katie, so Harbor Beach will get it 90 feet from their own hoop. And we have whistle. Get the hit. On this going to get Marlette. Falls in the first one. As Ian Randy tracked the jump lead. This time reach on the side. Five is a ball trail by 2-5-3-5. Over to Shelby. Now we're shooting the left. Lock this tip. Shaw finds a way to score regardless. He has 10 points. 25-21. Marlette ties their largest lead at 4.
And brought in by the much taller Shaw. That was a broken record saying Brad Shaw's name so much tonight. Klein nearly took the three, and instead he actually went into the air with it and threw away, and then that was an over the back against Marlette. And that will be a turnover for Marlette. Checking in for Marlette, number 10, Anthony Kaplan. He replaces number 22, Matt Klein, a 6-foot junior. So out there for Harbor Beach right now, we have Eli Kraft, Aaron Ginther, Alan Cook, Josh Shelby, and Andrew Stevens. Brandon Oswald and Jonathan Kraft started this game, but have not seen the court since about 5 minutes in. Kraft, top of the key, being guarded by Katie. Over to the right wing to Cook. Back in the key, Kraft, out to Stevens to reset the offense. Into work is Ginther in the post, and dribbles this one right into the middle. 4-2. Ginther with 5 points alone for 11 points overall, 5 points in this quarter, of course. We're at the halfway point, 4 minutes to go. 25-23, Marlette by 2. Over to Jackson in the right wing, dribbles in, down with both up. Down transition as I reach Brad. Takes the pulls off with a jump shot. This one's good. Scoring when it's needed the most, and we have a tie ball game at 25 apiece. 33 left in the second. 25 apiece for Marlette against Harbor Beach. The battle for first place in the Greater Sun East. Over to Shaw for three, left wing wide open. This one's good. Shaw now with 5 points alone in the second quarter as well. Eli Kraft over to Aaron Ginther, form the left wing into Stevens, the left elbow. The dribbles in, take the jump shot, and we have a whistle on the jump shot for Andrew Stevens. It'll be the 16th foul against Marlette, and the foul goes against number 25, Ian Reagan, his second. Reagan is a 6'3" junior, has had a critical role in this game so far. Right there, he fouls the jump shooter, sends Andrew Stevens to the line for two. First free throw rims it as the shooter's touch. And Captain comes back in and replaces Reagan with two fouls.
On the last Red Raider possession, I couldn't believe how open that Brad Schaub was. I'm sure the Pirates are going to tighten that up.
3:07 left in the second. 26-28. Harbor Beach trails by now only 1 point. 27-28. Both free throws for Seaman good. Here comes Schaub in the Red Raiders. With 3 minutes to go before halftime, they lead by one, 28-27. Schaub over to the right wing, now up to number 10 at the top. Over to Katie, now into Jackson in the left post. He goes up with a shot, and he is charged as an offensive. He lowers the shoulder and puts the elbow right in the Andrew Stevens' chest, and he gets charged with his second foul of the night, personally, and the 17 for Marlette. So, with the ball control foul of Harbor Beach will get it 90 feet from their own hoop. The rest of the way out, they will have bonus. At least one free throw coming. 2:43 left, 28-27. And Eli Kraft actually scores right down the lane for two and gives the lead back to Harbor Beach. at 29-28. Marlette, Zach Cady, a 5'7 senior in Josh Shelke at the top over to Campus. Being guarded closely by Colin Cook, trying to beat him for the red block and scored by Eli Kraft. Wide open is Josh Shelke for the layup up for two. Yes! Josh Shelke points in transition, all the way down the court. 4-2, now a 3-point lead for Harbor Beach, 31-28. Over to Katie on the left wing. 2 minutes to go before halftime. Into Jackson at the high post. Being guarded by Stevens. Crowd coming alive. Down to Schaub at the left post. The jump shot short and rebound by Kraft. Here come the Pirates in transition. It's 2-on-1. Over to Callen Cook for a layup. Yeah! A 5-point lead. There is a full timeout. They're doing it. WLEW 33-28. Harbor Beach on top.
The fastest mobile 4G LTE service on the face of the planet is now available in the Thumb area. And the only towers you'll find the fastest 4G LTE service in the Thumb is at Thumb Cellular. Comparing Thumb Cellular's fast 4G LTE service to the other guys is like riding a tricycle on a NASCAR track. With 10 times the speed of 3G, you can video chat with no lag, download music files in seconds, use voice and data simultaneously on your smartphone. If you want to get up to speed, then head to any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a complete demonstration on these blazing speeds. And when you leave the Thumb area, your phone will then access Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide with more coverage than all other networks combined. The best just got better. See Thumb Cellular today.
Harbor Beach on top by 5 points. They led as much as by six. With a minute 42 left in the second quarter, Marlette just called a full timeout, and they have it right to left across the radio. Over to Captain. Schaub at the high post now with it. 90 seconds to play in the half. Back up to top for the three from number 10, Anthony Cabin, and that one's good. Cabin with his first points of the night brings Marlette within two, 33-31. Enter inside the lane for the jump shot, and this one's good. A nice-looking pull-up J by Aaron Ginther. Now with 13 points, 35-31, Harbor Beach by four. 1 minute to play in the first half. Schaub goes to work, and he is pushed on his way to the lane by a Harbor Beach player. Foul goes against number four. Colin took his first for Harbor Beach. And the Pirates' only second foul in back of the half. So Marlette will get it on their own baseline. Jackson for three, off the mark, rebound, still loose, brought in by Caffin of Marlette. The jump shot no good, and the putback by Caffin, in fact, as well, goes no good, but he's fouled on the way up, and he's fouled hard by Andrew Seaman. That's the second team, second foul against Andrew Seaman, the third team for Harbor Beach, so Brandon Oswald will be checking in shortly here, as Anthony Caffin is at the line, shooting two. Marlette trails by 4 points, 35-31, to Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach tonight here with 56.7 seconds left in the first half. First free throw going up. Arc goes no good. So Oswald comes in for Seaman, who's fired up. He sits down. And number 11, Zach Cady, sits down. He's replaced by Jacob Bowman for Marlette. One more free throw coming for Anthony Cappin. And it's up. And this one's good. Campion goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line for 4 points on the game. A 3-point lead for the Pirates, 35-32, 52 seconds left in the second. Kraft, top of the key, over to Cook, right wing, back up Josh Shelke. Marlette still in the man-to-man. Over to Ginther, right wing. Dribbles right to the high post, back to Cook. Reset at the offense, 35 seconds away in the second. Ginther has it going against Jackson and pulls out. Breaks it basically the timeline. 28 seconds left. 35-32. Ron Herbel calling for one shot. Aaron Ginther dribbling. Nearest defender is Schaub at about 12 feet. He's comfortable staying there. 15 seconds left. Eli Kraft is going to be taking a pick.